Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. We are in that deeper teaching of the first phase of creation, that seed phase of creation. Remember the Dagon Po seed? In Kemet, we're talking about the waters of noon. We're talking about ourselves as coming from that seed, that eternal life force, seed of life, germ of life, masculine, feminine. This time period, all in the universe are one, tranquil, peaceful, potential for energy. Remember, energy, or energy which is spirit. When you research energy, usually positive spirit force. That's their own dictionary. When we go into spirit in the Bible, we come to definitions that are, in addition to other things, energy. So energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. Energy at rest. Potential energy. Now the next phase, the next phase is the second phase. Now we're coming into the watery waves. The waves teach us of energy. When water is at rest, nothing happening. But now you throw a rock, energy, waves. So the watery waves of noon, the second phase, that which causes the waves, that which causes the energy, is an earth mound rising up out of the waters of noon, causing energy, causing motion, causing turbulence, causing, you might say, chaos. This earth mound is called Ptah by the African Kemet ancestors. Now, Ptah, the Most High in the personification of Ptah, represents the power of the mind, the babies and the youth, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, international, must understand the power of the mind, the power of thought. All begins with thinking. All begins with a thought. All begins with the power of the mind. So in this portion or phase, phase two, Ptah rises up. Now we have turbulence. Now we have energy. Now we have motion, but it's chaos. It's out of order. So now the third phase comes. And now Ptah, out of the mind of Ptah, out of the thinking of Ptah, Ptah calls from the self of Ptah, calls Atum. Atum rises up out of Ptah and sits on top of Ptah, disconnected but connected, the power of the mind to call forth energy and power. See, Atum is going to put all in order, bring order out of chaos, order out of turbulence. The mind is working. Ptah is working on sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity, because the mind of the universe works on sacred masculine and sacred feminine polarity, begetting and conceiving and giving birth to. The Father begets. from the seed of life, germ of life called sperm, emitted into the sacred and divine womb, feminine, and the feminine, the womb, conceives. Now you have a life growing, and then you have the law of birth. This is Pitah, working on sacred masculine, sacred feminine polarity, giving birth out of the mind, out of thought, to Atum. Now, Atum is the sun. Atum is called Ra. Atum is fire and hydrogen. Today, Atum is called atom by the European scientists, the atom. But listen to Atum. Listen to the word atom. Sounds like Adam. Atom, Adam, Adam. So we're talking about ourselves as also having the power to bring order out of chaos, order out of turbulence. Teach the babies that they are the Atum power, spirit, force, energy is ourselves in human flesh, given the power in the universe within ourselves to bring our own lives in order and bring order to our families, order to our neighborhoods and communities, order to our states, order to our nation, and finally, order to the universe. See, our actions are to bring order. Our actions are to be the actions that are based upon, predicated upon that original period of the waters of noon, no boundaries, no barriers, all peace and all tranquil. So these actions are to bring order to the universe. Now we are separating. See, Atum, see, Pitah separated from noon, but is yet connected to noon. Atum separated from Pitah, but is yet connected to Pitah. We are separated from our African ancestors, but we are yet connected to our African ancestors. And this holds sway not just for black, but for the whole of the human family, as scientifically, through mitochondria and Y chromosome research on DNA, the whole of the human family, we are all from and descended from the ancient African ancestors. And so you who have children, you see them growing and separating from you, but yet remaining connected to you, because only through the connection can we realize who we are in separation. But in separation, we remain connected to that source, to that force that gave life to us, so that we may understand ourselves and understand our mission. I know you understand what I'm talking about. Now, Atum represents the rise of awareness, the rise of consciousness, the consciousness and the awareness is now going to put order to creation, bring order out of chaos, and order out of creation. This is all being taught. The narrative is teaching us of this invisible reality first. Remember, the Dagon said this whole light and sound was invisible and inaudible. But then comes the manifestation in the material and the audible world. And so, Atum, he's working now. This atom, this Atum is working and is going to now call forth the invisible forces, the invisible forces of the universe, are going to now be called into action. There are a total of 8, but when you break it down, there are 4 couples, 4 pairs. 4 times 2 comes to 8, and 8, a double circle, eternity, no beginning, no end. 8, when you look at 8 that comes after 7, 7 periods of creation or 7 days of creation, 7 describing 7 periods of time, but the number 8 is a new beginning. And so this new beginning is a new beginning that is based on those original waters of noon. We are working to bring peace to the universe, to bring peace to the earth, to bring peace to ourselves, to bring peace to our lives, our families, our neighborhoods. So the 4 pairs, the 4 forces, the 4 couples, Atum is going to call these out of the waters of noon, but they yet remain in the waters of noon. They are masculine and feminine. We're going to go deeper into sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity. We're going to go deeper into the understanding of dialectics. Let me see if I can, maybe from memory I can remember. Dialectics has to do with opposites. The universe works on opposites. Our socialist communist sisters and brothers give the credit of such thinking to people like Marx and people like, is it Engels and Hegel? I believe I have those names correct. These that were the fathers, one might say, of communist thought. But communist thought comes from African communalism. The understanding of society as a collection of people working together on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity. Dialectics has to do with understanding opposites. The male is opposite from the female. The female is opposite from the male. The boy is opposite from the girl. Girl opposite from the boy. Man opposite from the woman. Woman opposite from the man. Masculine opposite from the feminine. Feminine opposite from the masculine. But when we understand birth, the masculine needs the feminine that birth may come. The feminine needs the masculine that there may be birth. So, the self is realized in the opposite of the self. The male, the masculine, gives life, brings life through the opposite of masculine, which is feminine. So sacred divine masculine, in unity with the opposite of sacred divine masculine, that opposite is sacred and divine feminine, together giving birth to life. You have the concept of thesis, uniting together with antithesis to bring synthesis. So you have an argument, which is a thesis. Then you have the antithesis, which is the opposite of that argument. But only when we unite the argument with the opposite of the argument do we get synthesis. Dr. King talked about capitalism and communism, capitalism as a thesis and communism as an antithesis. So only when we study the best of both of these systems can we come away with a higher synthesis. This is the science that the Africans taught. You may have an idea that is born out of your mind, that is begetted and conceived in the mind. And as you're thinking on this idea, maybe you want to start a business. You think of how you can start this business, and you think of all of that which will oppose that idea. What is it that may oppose it? What is it that may come against it? When you understand your opposition, when you study your opposition, then you unite the idea with that which opposes the idea, and you come about with a synthesis and fulfillment and a birthing of that idea. This is science. We must teach this to the babies and the youth and the children. We are learning and understanding time, energy, and space. The Africans taught us of time, energy, and space through Nun, through Ptah, and through Atum. Now let's go into those forces that Atum called forth out of, but yet remaining in the waters. The Nun. Nun and Nonet are the first couple. Nun is the sacred and divine masculine, the male, representing material, representing mass, representing water, representing the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. So here, and then we have Nonet, the sacred and divine feminine, represented by the heavens and space and the womb. The heavens and space as the womb. W-O-M-B. So we see opposites, we see dialectics, and we see our polarity. Nun, masculine. But the masculine, having the seed of life, germ of life, called sperm, can't produce life without the sacred and divine feminine, Nonet, the heaven, the space, the womb, that the seed of life, germ of life, may be emitted into that heavens, space, and womb to produce life. The second pair, or second couple, this couple has to do with time. The African ancestors taught us of time. Ha, spelled H-U-H. Ha, and let me go back and spell Nun. Nun is spelled N-U-N, sacred divine masculine. Nonet, N-A-U-N-E-T. That's Nonet, sacred divine feminine. Now, the second pair, Ha, H-U-H. Ha represents, this is the sacred divine masculine. He represents infinity, eternal time. No beginning, no end to time. Hauhet, H-A-U-H-E-T, the sacred divine feminine. She represents finite, that which is finite. There are realities in the universe that are eternal. There are realities in the universe that have a time limit. The eternal force of life, power of life, spirit of life is eternal. Truth, justice, and righteousness is eternal. Love, friendship, these are eternal principles. But slavery, colonialism, exploitation, these are finite, can't last forever because they go against the natural order of the life of the universe the law of life of the universe. Anything that goes against the nature of the universe, which is life, can't last forever. So, our head, finite. Now, this teaching is in Hindu and Buddhism as Kali. That goddess, Kali, having, is it four arms and four legs? Having a sword in one of her hands. And having the head, the severed head of a man. Now, this picture, that man in the picture represents slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And that sword represents the word of the Most High, cutting like a two-edged sword. And that woman, that Kali, that goddess, she's greenish black, dark. The black goddess Kali, the dark, dark goddess Kali, she rises up and she cuts off the head of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. And that same teaching is in other places in the East. I think she's called Tara in other places. But that goddess reality that teaches us that death, hell, and destruction is finite. That slavery, colonialism is finite. And that feminine power will rise up and do what needs to be done to bring an end to a no good rotten system. So we the human family, within us, we have these polar opposites. We have her, infinity, sacred divine masculine, and we have her het, which is represents finite, the sacred divine feminine, and there are things that are finite. A nation that is wicked only has a certain amount of time to repent, and then it's all over. We must repent and go back to that which is eternal, love and friendship. So that's time. Then you have the next couple or the next pair. Atum is calling these pairs up in the water. Why? Because the waters of Nun, represents the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm. And in the seed of life, germ of life, you have these life forces there. These life forces and energies and spirits are being called by Atum. Called by Atum out of, but in the water, yet remaining in the water. Next you have Kuk and Kaket. Kuk, K-U-K, is the sacred and divine masculine, representing darkness. And then Kaket, the sacred and divine feminine, representing light. This is keying us into the sacred divine birth process. The whole process begins in darkness, in the man, in the male, in the masculine, because the waters, that watery reality, that seed of life, germ of life called sperm, begins in the dark phallus. You know what the phallus is. The dark phallus, the inside of that phallus is dark. The inside of the physical structure of the man, the male, the masculine is dark. And then the work of birthing, the emitting of that seed of life, germ of life called sperm, emitted into the triple dark womb of the sacred divine feminine, that work is done in the darkness. But that womb of Kaket has the power to bring into the light that which was hidden in the darkness. These principles, these scientific principles that we must study in order to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. the last couple that Atum called forth out of, but yet in the waters of Noon, is Amun and Amonet. Amun, the sacred and divine masculine. Amun is where we get the word Amen, the hidden and unseen sacred divine masculine. The sacred divine feminine, Amonet, is that womb again that reveals that which was hidden. This birth process, you see, it seems to me that the African Kemet Egyptian ancestors looked at the birthing process in this way. The seed of life, eternal force of life, hidden and unseen in the darkness, has now been revealed into the light. But they split that reality into two more couples. So you have Kuk, darkness, Karket, light, and then you have Amun, that which is hidden, sacred divine masculine, and then Amonet, that power of the womb to reveal that which was hidden. Everything we do will be revealed into the light. The CIA can't hold secrets but so long. That's misuse of darkness. That's misuse of the birthing process. But the power of the Most High prevails, because all that was done in the darkness, whether good or bad, will be revealed into the light. These teachings we must get to the babies and get to the youth. We're talking not only of physical birth, but we're talking about the birth of talents, the birth of characteristics, the birth of attributes, the birth of thinking, the birth of consciousness, the birth of all manner of that which is inside of us must be birthed, must be given light, must be revealed into the light. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.